turkeys and tourists and tournaments. Oh my. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two local teams are advancing to the championship games at the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau, and two more still might play in the championship if they win their respective games this evening. The Haynes women's team beat Hoonah this afternoon, sending them to a final match against Craig Saturday. Craig bested Haynes Thursday 59-45, but the team now has an opportunity to redeem itself in the final game. It's the first time a women's team from Haynes has competed in gold medal in over a decade. Another local team was victorious this afternoon. The men's Kluckwan C team bested Heidelberg 100-84. Tomorrow, they'll go up against Metlakatla for the championship title. Two more men's teams will play after this broadcast. The Kluckwan Masters team takes on Cake at 6 p.m. A win will send them to the championship against Hoonah. And finally, the Haynes team in the men's B bracket faces Heidelberg tonight at 7:30. On Thursday, they lost to Angoon 95-86. If they beat Heidelberg, they'll face Angoon again in the championship. If the Kluckwan Masters or Haynes B team lose tonight, they'll be out of the tournament. The Kluckwan B team lost to Heidelberg 81-74 Wednesday night. Since it was their second loss, they were knocked out of the competition. KHNS will have an update on the championship games Monday morning. The Skagway Borough Assembly meeting that was scheduled for Thursday night was canceled by Mayor Mark Schaefer because not all of the assembly members could attend. The meeting was scheduled so the assembly could consider a letter from the municipality to White Pass and Yukon Route and the Alaska Industrial Export and Development Authority. The letter asked the parties to meet to discuss remediation at the ore terminal. ADA owns the terminal facility and subleases the property from White Pass, which leases it from the municipality. The letter will instead be on the agenda for the next regularly scheduled assembly meeting, April 7th. Nearly 20 years in the making, Midnight Sun Excursions will launch this summer in Skagway. It's been a dream of Raimi Ita's for years, and while it's a small operation, one woman, one van, she says offering that personal touch is what she hopes will set her apart. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Raimi Ita came to Skagway in 1997 for a summer job. She was too young to be a tour guide then, but since those first few seasons, she's carted tourists around for several different companies.
Gave me an opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things, from rafting, hiking, dog sledding, horseback riding. I mean, there's just such a plethora of exciting tours in Skagway.
It wasn't long after she arrived as a chechako in Alaska that she knew she wanted to own her own tour company. And last year, she saw a small bus for sale and thought, it's now or never.
And then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, why don't I just do it? Why don't I go for it? I have other friends in town who took that courageous step. Some of them had only been tour guiding for a couple of seasons. And I thought, man, I've been doing it for, you know, at that point, 19 years. So I bought the bus.
Midnight Sun Excursions website launched just a couple of weeks ago, but Ita says she's already got some bookings for the summer. With more and more guests scheduling trips to Skagway and the surrounding areas, Ita saw the need for more excursion opportunities. And while there are more than a dozen ground tours alone in Skagway, she says she doesn't consider herself competition.
I think the benefit I have is that it is just me in a bus. So it's very personalized. I offer, you know, customized tours depending on what the families or groups, you know, want to see, what they want to spend their time doing. I mean, like I said, we can get over 10,000 people a day. There is plenty to go around, so I don't really feel like I'm in direct competition.
Being able to zoom away from the throngs of visitors in her trusty van on an intimate tour is something she's eager to start. But first, she needs to lure in some more guests. And she says learning how to navigate new technology for marketing purposes has been challenging. She's hoping word of mouth will go a long way.
Rather than, you know, just newspapers and pamphlets and rack cards and things like that, it just seems like most people head for the internet. So I just have a lot to learn at this point about marketing.
Not only is she the marketing manager, Ita, who is a certified Alaska naturalist, is the head guy, the driver, the van washer, you name it. And while she's not a born and raised Skagwegian, she's expecting that her 2 decades of varying experience will help set her apart and draw in business. With just 14 seats on her bus, she's planning for plenty of small and private tours up the Klondike Highway, over White Pass and into Canada, and out to Dyea.
There are a few other companies in town that offer more personalized custom tours. But there's not a lot. There's only a few options for that in town.
Ita says she's done and seen it all in Skagway, and now she's ready to share it in her very own bus. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Alaska's Board of Game last week voted to remove a requirement that animal traps have some kind of identification in Southeast Alaska and other parts of the state. The board met on statewide proposals to change hunting and trapping regulations last week in Fairbanks. The Alaska Trappers Association submitted Proposal 78, seeking to remove the trapping ID requirement statewide. Markers with the trapper's name or some other identifying information are required in Southeast. It's also required around Toke if traps are set near a road. The requirement was put in place because of conflicts between trappers and other people who have seen pets or wild animals caught in traps. The Alaska Trappers Association proposed the change, arguing trap tags are cumbersome and can lead to interference with lawful trapping. The Alaska Wildlife Alliance opposed the change, arguing it would end trappers' accountability for incidental catch of wildlife and pets. Advisory committees for Juneau, Wrangell, Sitka, and the Lynn Canal opposed removing the ID requirement. The board also voted down a proposal to require checking traps every 24 hours and a proposal to move trapping away from cities with more than 1,000 people. The mystery of the rogue roving turkeys puzzled and amused Haines residents this week. A gaggle of 4 domesticated turkeys took field trips around town, resting in backyards, stopping traffic, and other shenanigans. And no one seems to know exactly where the turkeys came from.
I was just getting in my car and I heard gobbling, you know. Looked over and they were just walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Just walking down the street. Anyway, they were just hanging out and gobbling at everybody and carrying on, you know.
Dina Stout lives on Soapsuds Alley in the Fort Seward area. On Monday, she saw this unexpected sight, a group of turkeys walking around the neighborhood, strutting around like they own the place.
At first, somebody said, God, call 911. So I called 911. She's like, what is the emergency? And I'm, it's not really an emergency, but there's turkeys in the middle of the road.
They're not a danger to the public, as far as I've been told.
That's Acting Police Chief Josh Dryden. He says the turkeys have not been his first priority this week, so he does not know where they came from.
And we seem to have had quite a year for escaping domestic birds.
Local bird expert Pam Randles. A flock of domesticated pheasants was wandering around town earlier this winter, and now the turkeys. Randles says it's the first time she's seen roving domesticated turkeys in Haines.
They've been providing a lot of entertainment, and they've also been scaring some people because they've, you know, they seem to gather around people's cars, which makes it nerve-wracking to try and figure out how to even get in or get out.
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but that's exactly what happened to me. They're just walking around my car in a circle and not really making any noises, but oh, one of them's feathers just puffed up. I think he hears me. Please don't walk over here. Yes, I was scared by 4 little turkeys. I know they have tiny brains, but when they're pacing around your car in circles, it seems like they're plotting an attack or something.
Okay, they're walking away from my car now. This is very good news.
I escaped safely from that encounter. Randall's advice to those who come across the turkeys, give them space, especially if you have a dog with you. I tried to find out who owns the roaming fowl, to no avail. That part remains a mystery. Here's Stout, the 911 caller.
I've seen moose running down the street, but I don't think I've ever seen a turkey before.
Now say gobble, gobble, gobble!
Gobble, gobble, gobble!
And strut, strut, strut.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.